Right. So today we're taking a deep dive into digital scams.
Okay.
And this one's particularly sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking fake invoices.
Okay.
Specifically, a wave of attacks that are using DocuSign. You
Interesting.
know, that platform that like everyone uses for
Yeah.
electronic signatures and document management. It seems like hackers have figured out how to exploit the very system that makes DocuSign so efficient.
Oh, wow.
Their API.
It's a fascinating case study how, even the most trusted online tools can be weaponized.
Yeah.
In this case, the DocuSign Envelopes API,
Right.
which allows users to send and manage documents,
Right.
has become the hacker's tool of choice for generating and sending out incredibly convincing fraudulent
And
invoices.
here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
These emails, they actually originate from DocuSign.net domains.
Oh, wow.
So on the surface, they're
Yeah.
completely legitimate.
Right.
That means that your spam filters,
Yeah.
your security protocols, they're often giving these a free pass.
Makes sense.
Because, hey, it's DocuSign, right?
Right.
Wrong.
Ah.
What's happening is a classic example of business email compromise, or BEC. It's a type of cyber attack that relies on social engineering and impersonation
Yeah.
rather than directly hacking systems. And
Interesting.
fake invoices are a major weapon in the BEC arsenal.
I see.
So if you're thinking, oh, I've seen those DocuSign emails before, you're probably right. They
Yeah.
have that official look, that familiar branding.
Yeah.
It all just screams legitimacy.
Right.
But I bet you never stop to think that it could be a hacker
Oh, wow.
trying to trick you into paying a fake invoice.
That's exactly what makes these attacks so effective. They
Yeah.
prey on our ingrained trust in digital systems.
Right.
Hackers are meticulously crafting these invoices to mirror genuine ones,
Yeah.
using industry-specific language and matching billing practices.
Wow.
They're tailored to be incredibly convincing and much harder to spot.
And here's a statistic that'll make you think twice.
Okay.
A basic DocuSign account with API access
Yeah.
only costs around $50.
That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
For the price of a decent dinner, these hackers are setting themselves up to potentially scam businesses
Jeez.
out of thousands, even millions of dollars.
While DocuSign has stated its commitment to security and has existing monitoring measures in place,
Right.
so far there haven't been any concrete solutions specifically addressing this type of API abuse. And users are understandably frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for clear guidance on how to report these scams and protect themselves,
Right.
but that clarity seems to be lacking.
What I find most unsettling is that this isn't just a DocuSign problem.
Right.
This type of API abuse can and likely will
Yeah.
spread to other platforms that rely on open APIs for their functionality. It really begs the question,
Yeah.
what other vulnerabilities might be lurking in the online tools we use every day?
Exact. Good question. What we're seeing is like just the tip of the iceberg
Oh.
in a new frontier of cybercrime.
Yeah.
And what's particularly concerning is the ease with which these attackers are gaining access to the API.
Right.
They don't necessarily need to hack into DocuSign's system.
So you're saying they're just buying accounts?
Exactly.
Wow.
Legitimate DocuSign accounts with API access, as we mentioned earlier,
Yeah.
the cost is incredibly low, making
Okay.
this a low investment, high
Yeah.
reward scheme.
Makes sense.
And if they're not buying accounts,
Yeah.
they're obtaining stolen credentials,
Oh, wow.
granting them access without spending a dime.
So how is API abuse different from traditional hacking?
Okay, so traditional hacking typically involves breaking into systems,
Right?
bypassing security measures,
Mm.
and often leaving behind a trail.
Right.
API abuse, on the other hand, is more about manipulating existing functions,
Okay.
exploiting the intended purpose of the API for malicious ends.
So it almost sounds like a legal gray area.
You're right, it often is.
Wow.
And that's why it's so hard to detect
Right.
and even harder to prosecute.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Richard Byrd, the chief security officer at Traceable AI,
Okay.
puts it quite eloquently,
Right.
even the most reputable services are vulnerable to abuse,
Wow.
especially if their security measures
Yeah.
fail to account for these malicious patterns.
So what can businesses do?
One crucial aspect is employee training.
Okay, so what kind of red flags should employees be looking for?
Things like unusual payment amounts,
Okay.
requests for payments to new accounts, slight variations in email addresses or company names,
Right.
and of course, any sense that something just feels off,
Yeah.
those are all warning signs that should trigger further investigation.
beyond training,
yeah,
what other safeguards can businesses put in place?
Stronger verification protocols are crucial.
Okay.
Implementing multi-step verification,
right,
especially for large or unusual payments, can act as a significant deterrent.
And on the tech side, what can companies do to protect their APIs?
API monitoring is key.
Okay.
Companies need to carefully scrutinize their API traffic,
right,
for unusual patterns,
yeah,
sudden spikes in activity,
mm,
or requests originating from unexpected locations.
It seems like the more layers of security, both human and technological, the better.
Absolutely.
Are there other ways to add protection?
Behavioral analysis is a powerful tool.
Okay.
Using AI and machine learning to analyze patterns and detect anomalies,
right,
can be incredibly effective in identifying and blocking malicious API activity.
Interesting.
Imagine a system that learns your typical DocuSign usage,
mm-hmm,
and flags anything that deviates from the norm.
That's pretty cool.
That's the kind of proactive security we need.
We've talked a lot about what businesses can do.
Right.
But what about DocuSign itself?
Yeah.
Are there any specific recommendations from security experts?
Experts like Eric Krone and Stephen Kowski,
okay,
have been quite vocal about the need. Yeah.
For more advanced behavioral detection systems within DocuSign,
okay,
they argue that analyzing user behavior and identifying deviations,
mm-hmm,
from normal patterns could be a game changer,
right,
in combating this specific type of API abuse.
So the key is to stay ahead of the curve and anticipate how these attackers might evolve their tactics.
Exactly. This is an ongoing arms race.
Right.
And complacency is simply not an option.
Yeah.
The bad guys are constantly innovating.
Yeah.
So the good guys need to innovate even faster.
What's the most important takeaway for our listeners today?
The biggest takeaway is this.
Okay.
We live in an API-driven world.
Yeah.
APIs are the unsung heroes powering so much of what we do online.
Right.
But as convenient and efficient as they are,
mm,
they present a new and constantly evolving attack surface for cyber criminals.
It feels like we've entered like a whole new era of,
yeah,
cybersecurity where, mm, we can't just rely on traditional methods of protection anymore.
What we've learned about API abuse really underscores the need,
yeah,
for like a multifaceted approach.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
We need a combination of technological advancements.
Right.
Like behavioral analysis and AI-powered threat detection,
mm-hmm,
along with robust employee training,
yeah,
and a culture of vigilance.
Makes sense.
It's not enough to just have the latest security software.
Right.
We need to be smart, proactive,
yeah,
and aware of the threats we face online.
And this isn't just a problem for big corporations, is it?
No, not at all.
Anyone who uses online tools and services, even for personal use,
right,
needs to be aware of this growing threat.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Let's get personal for a moment.
Okay.
Imagine your daily routine.
Right.
You check your bank balance on your phone,
mm,
scroll through social media,
yeah,
order groceries online, mm, maybe upload some files to the cloud.
Yeah, I do all that.
Every single one of those actions relies on APIs.
Oh, wow.
And if those APIs are vulnerable,
yeah,
so are you.
It's a sobering thought that in this increasingly interconnected world,
yeah,
our personal data and financial security are like intertwined with,
yeah,
these often invisible systems.
That's why we wanted to bring this topic to your attention today.
Right.
Awareness is the first step towards protection.
Makes sense.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Especially in the realm of cybersecurity.
Right.
The more you understand about the threats you face,
yeah,
the better equipped you'll be to defend yourself.
So, okay, let's leave our listeners with a final thought.
Okay.
Think about all the seemingly harmless online tools you use every day.
Well,
what vulnerabilities might they have that we haven't even considered?
Right. What steps can you take?
Yeah.
Starting today to protect your business or personal data?
It's a crucial question to ask ourselves in this,
yeah,
digital age.
Yeah.
We can't afford to be complacent.
You got that right.
Think about things like enabling two-factor authentication wherever possible.
Yes.
Being cautious about the links you click.
Mm-hmm.
And regularly updating your passwords.
Good advice.
These simple steps can make a huge difference.
Absolutely.
That's it for our deep dive into the world of fake invoices and API abuse.
You're a great topic.
We hope this episode has shed light,
yeah,
on a complex issue.
For sure.
And provided you with some valuable insights.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, we hope it's given you a renewed sense of awareness.
Yeah.
About the evolving landscape of cyber threats.
Important stuff.
Stay vigilant.
Yeah.
Stay informed.
Stay safe.
And stay safe out there.